Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm your host, Janielle Huff. Great to be here with you today. Today we're going to talk about an amazing topic around the world, through us, to us, around us, whether we're this size, that size. But we're going to go into the energy behind the FAT, right? To see why do our bodies hold that? What does it do for us? Do we need fat for our body? You know, and do you need to go weight, or can you learn how to defy gravity? That's what we're going to play in today. So come along on this 30 minutes with me. Sit back, relax, do the techniques with me, and see your body shape, form, and develop the way you desire. This is going to be a more visual auditory, so we're going to use a lot of your senses today in a new way. Normally on the show, we're listening to your heart, in your heart center. Today, we're going to go a little bit out of that realm. We're still going to focus on the heart because that's where your truth is. But we want to know what your true weight is and why all the fat, why does it stay? Why does it go where it goes, like under the arms or in the belly or in the butt? Like, what's that purpose, right? So we're just going to get real and we're going to break it down. So here we go. Take a deep breath in. And relax that out. Just do a couple deep breaths as you're settling in. I'm shifting some energy right now. For those of you, this is a new show. You'll definitely want to drink water during or after the show. We do shift a lot of energy. We move things in your energy field, in your physical field, and in your mental field. So water helps to realign, to balance, and to release and create what you want new. So water is very important when you're doing energy work, just as if you had a massage, to drink water afterwards. Otherwise, you might feel heavy, lethargic. Ooh, what happened to me? Lightheaded or headaches. That's why we want to encourage water. And we're going to begin. Here we go. So I'm shifting. And I want you to think right now. Just go into your body and feel your body. And this is you being you. So don't judge negative. Just feel. Where do I feel that I hold weight that I would not want, that I want to release, that I want to transform, transmute off of my body, out of my physical dense field? Where is that for you? And I want you to think for a moment, and we're just going to use the belly because that seems to be a common one for people, you know. The abs is still can come back, but you can create it in your mind to come back. And you truly don't have to do all those exercises because your mind will follow, the body follows the mind. So in knowing that, if you start looking, visualizing into your body, that's a little bit of shape shifting we're going to do here in a moment, but I want to give you a precursor. Your body will start aligning with that picture in your mind, with that knowing in your mind. So let's go here. And feel in your body, and I want you to, if you can, put your hands on that part of the body or just notice that part of the body that you feel needs to release from weight, okay? We're not going to say we're overweight, underweight. We're not even going to talk about it in that realm. We're going to talk about it in the terms of gravity. So wherever that is, I want you to put your hands in that area, and I want you to ask, why do I hold here? Why do I hold fat? And hear what you hear, feel what you feel, see what you see. Maybe write down what you feel you hold fat. That's right. Fat is fear attached to. So we're using the F-A-T, fear attached to. When you have excess fat in your body, it begins to build, right? But the body holds out of fear. It doesn't hold out of joy or peace, right? When we're in joy and peace, we're in flow. So there's an emotional hold in your body that says, hey, I need protected from this emotion. Hey, fat, come here and protect me, right? Is that all conscious? No, but we're breaking it down in simple terms. So What are you attached to? So we're going to go down one more level, and you're going to ask your heart, holding your hands on that part of the body, what are you attached to that you're fearing? If it left, you'd be vulnerable, or if it happened, you would be vulnerable. Where is that? Take a moment and feel that through. Why do I hold the weight? What's it protecting me from? Now, for those of you that work with the chakras, you'll notice that your answers will align normally with that chakra. So if you're holding around your belly, most of the time that's your I am center, your upper belly. Now, if you're holding more and below, then that would be family, friends, relationships, sexuality. Sometimes we put on the weight because we don't want to get attention, or we don't want to be pretty anymore, or our sexuality is out of balance, so we don't feel good, so we don't feel sexual, so we'll unconsciously put on weight. A lot of times if you've had sexual abuse in the past and you haven't released and resolved it, you will hold in your lower belly. These are just traumas that the body says, oh, I need protected from. And the fat goes, okay, I'll protect you. And it keeps protecting, and it keeps building, and it keeps protecting. So today, we want to go very vulnerable. But I want you to think about vulnerable in a new way. Vulnerable does not mean set myself up for harm. Vulnerable means I'm finally open enough to be real with myself and others, so I don't need protection. Do you realize what I'm saying there? Most of the time when you hear vulnerable, like, oh, you're vulnerable. Oh, no. No, vulnerable is a good thing, especially when you're doing release of weight, because you're letting go of whatever you thought was protecting you. So if you look at that side of your leg or your arm, or and you're asking, why do you fear vulnerability? Why do you fear being smaller? What is the body image? What's the message? Some of you are going to hear messages from your mother or father or whoever raised you when you were children saying that, oh, you've always been a big girl, or you're a fat girl, or you got to be a big girl for the rest of the family. And what happens as you interpret that into the body becoming big, the body becoming large, because it's matching that programming. So we're going to do some techniques today to release that. But most of the time, your fear is attached to your fat, is fear attached to an emotion of something happening or not happening. And as the more emotion your body holds, the more dense you become. Emotions are very, very dense filled, especially negative emotions. If you're hard on yourself, you're judging yourself. So we're going to ask right now, and if you believe in angels, you can definitely use your angels, guide, spirit, God, whatever you believe in. And we just want to petition that request to release these false attachments, these false knowings that no longer serve us. They might have been protected in the moment, but now you no longer need it, but your body didn't release it. And we're going to ask that your emotional release be for the best and highest of your good. That way it uniquely works with each and every one of you on your own level. And the reason we do that is because not everybody wants to be a size this or that, right? And we're not even really going there. We're going more for health, because the healthy body is light. It's not heavy and dense. And if you feel that heavy and denseness, we want you to create and imagine that it just melts off of you like snow. I guess you could burn, but burn seems like, oh, to the body. So you could say, burn the fat off me, melt the fat off me, whatever you're feeling. Use your words. They work best for you. But we're asking and petitioning that now, that your body align to the best body. And if you know the attachments, ask, why am I attached to that? Why do I fear that? What good is that giving me? And you're going to know there's going to be some healing work in there. You may have tears. You may have anger. Yeah, a lot of times fat is suppressing the emotion, right? It's trying to hold it, and then it holds it, and it keeps holding it, and it just keeps building to get heavier and heavier. So we're going to do an emotional release. So if your eyes are open or closed, and let this work for you, try not to think. Let the energy work for you. Here we go. And then the unconscious mind, I mean, to take you back to the first time you ever felt weight. Keep it that general. First time you ever felt or knew about your weight, body image, body size, whatever that is, I want you to go back to that moment, into that moment, go to that moment, and stay above it. There you go. Yep. And when you're there, you're going to ask, what do I need to know, see, hear, or feel that releases this programming that's holding my weight? What do I need to know to release it, to transform it, to let it go? Yeah, I'm hearing a lot. Yeah, you can let it go. You can be that size again. You can be. You don't have to look like that. That's right. All those excuses are popping out. Do you feel them? Yeah, I can hear some of your thoughts. That's cool. And as they're releasing, you just want to put peace in there for a moment, right? Sevens are so quick to go, oh, I want to see this body. Okay, we're going to get there. But right now, I just want you to put peace where that fear was, where that attachment was, where that story was. To say there is no story. You want to go neutral and wait. Weight's not good or bad. It's not right or wrong. It just is. Take a deep breath. And for many, weight is a block. It can be a block of success. It can be a block of grief. You've heard people say they swallowed their grief or things like that. And they truly did. They swallowed the emotion. And that emotion just kept wanting more, whether food or energy, and creating this body that you're like, where did that come from? And so quickly, most of the time, it's not about the food you eat. It's about the belief in the food you eat. I want to say that again as we're releasing. Many people want to blame food for their weight. It's not about the food. It's about the emotional belief behind the food. If you ate something and you never knew it was going to make you fat, would it make you fat? Probably not, because you didn't hold that belief. It's food. It went through your body. It went through a chemical. But when we put attachments to, don't eat that piece of cake, it's going to make you fat, and we start to eat it, what's it going to do in your body? Because the body just heard, make that cake be fat. Did you hear that? Listen, your unconscious mind, your consciousness is listening to everything you are saying. Every thought you are thinking or saying to yourself is being processed and programmed into your mindset. That's why it's very important to be in awareness of what you're saying about yourself, how you're acting and responding to your own self. It's not even about the world out there. This is your time. This is your isolation. This is your belief. And so as we move those beliefs and as we move that energy, you're releasing the attachments to the fears of the story that said, please protect me. I'm hurt or harmed there. There's a void. And the truth is there is no void. Every space in the universe is filled. Every space in your body is filled. But if you think it's open and wounded and hurt, and you start feeding that with food or chemical, it's going to attach, right? It's going to attach. It's going to get sticky. You know, for many, many years, people ate sugar and people ate normal things. And all of a sudden, now this makes your body do this and this makes your body do that. That's only because you're believing that. Because it's not across the board. You don't see everyone that eats a piece of cake get that, right? No, it's because they don't hold that intentional belief behind it. And a lot of your intentional belief is, I am unworthy. You have self-doubt, right? Self-esteem gets low. You want to go to food for comfort. Food has become so available. Or you're on the other end of the expression of the, and you quit eating. And you move away and you go into eating disorders. So fat is not always about being overweight. You can also have attachments that keep you underweight. So this is a great way to see, where am I in my body? Where am I in my attachment to food and feeling? Because when did food become feeling in your world? Do you remember? Oh, I ate that and I felt better. Really? Did you? Or were you excited that you ate it? Right? You got to chunk down a little bit in your wording and look at your programming around food. Because it truly is the belief and the knowing that creates it. The body follows the mind. And as we are releasing, and maybe you do have a goal weight, and that's okay if you have a number, you can use that. If you have an image, you can use that. But what we're going to do is we're going to take this into the depth level. And when you create in your mind, when you get that image, or you hear that image, or you feel that image, or you feel that weight, it's going to be imprinted on every cell of your body just because you held it. Do you know that? But what happens is we keep moving our thoughts so quickly that the cells keep imprinting and we don't let it come to fruition. So we're at cellular level. We're in your DNA level. And don't tell me you're big because so-and-so was big in your family, because we're going to let that go, right? Because you heard that story, you saw that person, and you aligned with it and said, yep, I'm going to be big too because you were big. No. Or I'm going to be small because you were small. No. You are in charge of your body. You can command your body to do what you need to do. That's right. Movement is key, but I'm going to show you how to use breath to release weight easily and naturally. Okay? This isn't to get you out of exercise or to get you off of a program. This is to help you enhance your results of what you've been trying to do or wanted to do or struggle with to do, okay? Okay, so here we go. Go into your heart center or your mind screen, whichever feels right for you. And I want you to feel that screen coming up. And I want you to see yourself, feel yourself, heal yourself on the screen in your new body. What does it look like? If you have a weight number, you can put it there too. You can see the number. You need to do that. And as you're building this, I want you to breathe. And as you're breathing, you're feeling your body, your physical body, realign into this new image. Use your breath. Are you noticing the difference already just by creating that image and bringing it into your heart center? Maybe you feel you stand taller, you're lighter, you're airier. That's right. You're in balance for your best and highest. Your fat cells are now releasing. Your excess fat cells are now releasing out of the body, out of the mind, out of there it goes. Letting go of density. Defy gravity. Go into your new weight. What does it feel like to weigh or to have this new body? What's the feeling in the body? Is it light? Is it flexible? Do you hear joy? Do you hear, what are you feeling? Use all your senses. What are you smelling? What are you tasting? Some of you are going to get messages to don't eat this food anymore, or gravitate more towards this diet, right? Or this food, nutrition. Let's use nutrition. Diet has the word die in it. No one wants to die, right? Everybody's fear of death. So don't diet. Move into your new body. Feel what it feels like. If you're somewhere where you can get up and walk around right now and feel what it feels like to be this new weight. And you'll notice you almost feel like there's a blanket between you and your weight, right? Like you know you still have that other weight, but man, you don't feel it right now. That's right. Keep breathing. And as you're breathing and as you're shape-shifting, because this is what you're doing, you're shape-shifting your body. You could do this body part by body part too. You could take your arm and redefine it. Just keep focusing on what it looks like. Ask what needs to be released for my arm to be this way now. Your intuition works with you on all levels, whether you're using it for others, yourself, or for the good of all, right? Whatever you want to know is in there. It'll tell you. Why are you holding this? Some of you struggle to hold weight, so you may even ask, why doesn't my body hold weight? Or why do I struggle to hold weight? But for most people, you're going the opposite way of, let's release this, let's transform it. In your mind and in your heart, I want you to create your own mantra, but use, I love you, so you're talking to yourself, I love you, and it's easy to weigh this. It's easy to fill this with love, because love says yes. Your love says yes. You feel that going through your body? That's right. And as we transmute and transform these energies, and they're through your energetic field, you're going to feel lighter. You're going to feel things shifting and releasing. You may even cry later just because of the emotional. What emotion are you holding in your body that's holding the fat, that's holding the fear? That's right. That's why we have dis-ease in our body from the emotional. The emotional gets us out of awry, right? Gets us out of whack because emotions create cortisol, and cortisol creates what? That's right. It loves to hold on to fat. So we want to get through that. We want to get through those layers, and we're shifting. So some of you are going to be releasing. And now we're going to anchor in your breath to help you. And how this works is you give your body and mind the command, or you can just listen to the command and just say, yes, I receive this command. With every breath I take, with every breath I take, I release fat. I transform my body into its new being at the cellular level. And why you want to do cellular level is because you want it to change, right? You want that constant change. You don't want the 5-10 pound yo-yoing back and forth. You want it to go into this new dynamic of a body. And you can even shape and shift and move your body how you want it. Spend 3 to 5 minutes a day just focusing on that light body, that new body, and bringing it into your heart center and asking your breath to connect to this. If you have a number, you're going to say, connect to this number, wait now, and align me beautifully, or align me into my new beautiful body. Not that your body is not beautiful now, but it's not what we're doing. We're just creating it to make an ease, a passageway. That's right. And as you, some of you are going to feel tingling come through your body because it's already working, it's already releasing. And you can go back and listen to this replay, or just let the energy run in the background of this replay to help you. We're transmitting, transmuting, just releasing fat energy. So that's the energy that's coming out of me today. If you want more one-on-one, you can definitely do that. You can go to JanielleHuff.com, or you can call 765-520-6773 to make your appointment. If you want more intense, more unique healing for you. A lot of you have sticky medicine in your body. This is what's coming up. So we're going to ask to release the medical, the medicinal fat. And if any of you have struggled with releasing medicinal fats because the chemicals are sticky, their chemicals are sticky to our body. Our body's like natural. Some of you are going to see your eating habits just change automatically. Okay. And for those of you that want to take it one step even deeper, you can do this step or you can not do this step. It's totally up to you. But you can go in to your stomach right there. That's right. And imagine a band coming around your belly, around your stomach, and making your stomach smaller and smaller, smaller and smaller. And as you do that, there it goes. Feel that? Yes, yes, yes. So these attachments of emotions are going to come out through breath, through words. So give yourself time and space because emotions are going to come out when you're releasing. Give yourself grace to take time with yourself. Even after this call, take time to realign. And we're moving your cellular. There you go. Some of you are going to have a lot of liquid come off your body. Some of you are going to have amazing bowel movements come off your body just because things are releasing automatically just from this transmission. Yeah, some of your bodies are heating up. Some of your bodies are getting cooler. Whatever is right for you will work for you. Don't try to get in its way. Just ask the body to follow the message. Ask the mind to follow the message. Mind, follow the message. Body, follow the message. The message is what you're creating, that new you, What does it look like? What does it feel like? What's the number? If there's a number, what's the goal? Do you notice what we're not putting in there? Time, space. Because this is already happening. We don't need it in 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 3 weeks. We're asking for it now. And as we align into now, as easy as I breathe, the weight releases off of me. As easy as I breathe, weight releases off of me. Keep repeating that until your body sighs. As easy as I breathe, weight releases off of me. Oh, and then it accepts it. Do you feel that? That's right. That's right. You can use this as many times as you need. Pay attention to what you're giving. See if you're hungry before you eat, right? Muscle test, am I truly hungry? Because a lot of us eat out of boredom or emotional. And those are the two we're releasing today, is you're going to eat when you're hungry. When you're truly hungry, you will eat. When you are truly hungry, you will eat the exact amount needed for your body. So when I say that, a lot of you are going to start pushing away your plate. You're going to start putting your fork down. Your portions are becoming smaller and smaller. These are all programmings that are happening at the unconscious level. I'm just making you aware of them so that you can see in your awareness how quickly and easily this works for you, how quickly and easily emotions release the fat. The emotion is attached to the story. The story is built in fear, and the fear says, oh my gosh, I need protection. What's the easiest protection for our body? To be big, right? We've learned that. Yeah, the programming. So we're going to move that programming out of the unconscious mind, and there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes right now. So if your head's buzzing, that's just the energy working. It's realigning those belief systems that you need this much food, don't need that much food, whatever that is. We're coming back into neutral. And that neutral zone is where you want to stay, because neutral says it just is. It's not good, bad, right, or wrong. Okay? Now, three, you want to come back into your body. You're not mad at your body. You love your body. It did exactly what you wanted it to do. And it can still do exactly what you want it to do. The difference is now you're in the driver's seat. And you're consciously driving this home. You're not unconsciously eating, snacking, all these things. Your awareness is going to be more on key. Your body's going to crave amazing things that your body needs. Don't judge it. Just go towards it. And if you truly are not feeling hungry, don't eat. Okay? Our universe this year, and I want to talk to you a little bit about this. I know we have a few minutes left. But this year is the year of water, and maybe that's because we're in Aquarius. But from what I've understood, from what I've been taught from the angels, from downloads, from other healers, is water is important this year. You know, eventually I feel that we will just be drinking liquids for nutrition. We're going to get back to that basic body. Do you remember the body you were born in? You didn't eat hard food. You didn't eat solids. What did you have? You didn't take liquid. And it worked. Yeah. And I'm not saying go to a liquid diet. What I'm saying is just watch for the changes in your body and what it wants to go towards. And start releasing. For those of you that are analytical and want to write down what the fear was attached to, you can. You don't need to know. And you're going to start seeing your life balance out because those fear stories are releasing and peace is coming in. And we're going to wrap this up, and I'm going to keep that energy running. Drink water. If you feel yourself attaching to something, ask, why do I need to be attached to that? What's that give me? What's that do for me? And for those of you that want more, again, just give me a call. Schedule your time. The energy's still running. That's right. Start shape-shifting 3 to 5 minutes a day. Let me know your results. You can connect with me on Facebook, LinkedIn, all those social media sites. You know where they are. Go grab them. But I do want to hear back from you. I'd love to know what changed within the next 48 hours even for you, because it's going to be that rapid and it's going to be that, you're going to know it that quickly. Feel your body change. Let these, if you start fighting with yourself, release it and go to neutral. Remember, if you fight, go back into neutral and start again. But until we meet again, stay in peace, my friend. Keep shapeshifting you into you. Bye for now.